Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to get into the actual countdown of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen with the big-voiced Michael Harrison here. He's here with lots of bravado and input, which is good. Having bravado and input is very important. Good combination. Charts from the week of March 8th to the 12th, they are published at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. 10 stories, 10 people. Michael, you're in the spotlight. You have
a halo
over your head, too. The spotlight this week is a halo light.
Wow. You've got my big voice and my bravado. And my input or my input. I never know which word to use. Do you? Is it input or input? Or are they both,
Input. Input.
I think it's input. Well, we're inputting information.
Give us
information
your input,
for
please.
Our listeners.
Yes.
At number 10, we have climate change and gun control is back in the top 10. Mm-hmm. At number 9, education crisis and America's mental health. And they tie together more than just tied. They're connected. Kids today, especially very, very young ones, are having a hell of a time dealing with home.
Yep.
And number 8, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's also tied to another topic that's tied, Me Too movement. That's back.
It's time for us to have a chorus of bye-bye love. See you later, Andy. Have a nice life. Adios.
I'm not sure about that.
He's not going to give in. He's not giving in.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No,
but,
no. Let's see if he can, last this one. It's very interesting. At number 7, we have race relations. That's tied into the Royals interview that happened last Sunday. People are talking about it all week. And the Pierce Morgan flap. I find Pierce Morgan a very interesting character. Don't you?
I think he's a putz. I've never liked him. I think he's full of himself. But he has had some interesting things to say about this.
In
terms of what she's all about. You know, it's so easy. You're not going to find 100% of the people agreeing to anything. Did you watch the interview?
Only after the fact. I did not watch it from beginning to end, but I watched all of the highlights.
I watched the whole thing, which is unusual for me to sit for 2 hours to do anything, but to watch a TV show for 2 hours. But there was something about it. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit. Your feelings about it, what you took away from it.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested in the royal family. I've watched every episode of The Crown more than once. I've watched the entire Crown.
That was one of the questions. Oprah asked them if they had watched the Crown. Did you see that part of it?
No. What did they say?
She asked if they'd watched The Crown. They said, yeah, we've seen some episodes of it. We've watched it together.
Yeah. Well, they're not in it, so, you know.
No.
But his mother is in it. And his father is in it.
Very much so. Yeah.
All right, let's go to number
6,
the Iran nuclear talks and the Chinese military buildup, kind of foreign affairs. At number 5, social media censorship and the cancel culture. At number 4, Biden's cabinet selections, and that's tied with Trump's legal problems. A tale of two presidents. At number 3, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. At number 2, the border crisis and immigration. Number 2. Number 1, the stimulus package and the economy. And that's those are the stories. You want me to go through the people or you want to wait?
Please. Yes, I'd like that.
Gavin Newsom is at 10. Derek Chauvin is 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. Number 7, we got Harry and Meghan and Piers. And Oprah is somewhere in there. Merrick Garland is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5. Donald Trump is at 4. I don't think he's ever been at 4 in the modern era. Nancy Pelosi is at number 3. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are tied at 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden is at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe! All right,
sure,
so I asked you, if you watched the interview, did you see Joe Biden's 20 minutes, it was actually about 21 minutes. It was a press conference, but no questions were asked. What did you see that? And that certainly is a part of our conversation. All the Biden stuff wrapped into. I mean, when you go to number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1 this week, they all are wrapped around Biden's presidency, I think, don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Biden is definitely the man being talked about now.
Right. Trump's down to number four on the people list. Imagine, he must be upset with you this week because Pelosi and McConnell are, geez, crow, Michael.
And he called me and he said, can you find something out there? Somebody's saying about me. Can you find something? Push me up a little bit, can you? He never called
me. Pull me up, Buttercup. All right, so anyway, I told you about having lunch at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago, right? Didn't I tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I did.
You went to Mar-a-Lago without me?
I did, as a matter of fact. Yes, I was invited to meet somebody there for lunch, which I did, and it was the same day that the vote was held on whether or not to impeach him. And about 5 minutes after the vote was taken, who shows up in the restaurant but the president, the former president, and he came over and talked to some of us that were having lunch there, and he wanted to know how my crab meat was. It was very interesting. It was like he was the chef. I said on the air at that time, I thought he looked awful. He's put on a lot of weight. He looks jowly. He just didn't look like, well, I mean, what happens to presidents? Why anybody wants to be a president for four years, look at how all of them look when they get out of there. It's amazing. You can recover, get rid of the stress load and that sort of thing. Barack Obama looks like he's having a good time these days. Certainly George Bush looks like he's having a good time. Jimmy Carter I didn't think he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's 96 or something, and he's still building houses with Habitat for Humanity. Lives in a two-bedroom house in Peanut Grove, wherever it is. What's the name of that little town he lives in Georgia?
I forgot.
Not Peanut.
I remember.
Plains, that's it, right. Plains, Georgia.
I always get it confused with Hope, Arkansas.
Yes. Remember, that was a trip and a half. I remember going there. I think I told you that story on the air once, too. It's probably not necessary to tell it here.
I'm still angry that you went to Mar-a-Lago without me.
Yeah. I'll go back again and get your sandwich.
I mean, I find out on the air, like a month later, that you had lunch at Mar-a-Lago and you talked to the president, the former president, and you didn't even bring it up or tell me or send me a picture.
I guess maybe that's how much of an influence it was on me.
And the only thing you remember is a crab?
It was very good crab.
The food there is incredible.
Very.
Let me tell you, folks, if you want to have a nice light lunch or a really tasty dinner, go to Mar-a-Lago.
Right. But you got to join the club first in order to get in.
$150,000.
Which costs $140,000 to get in. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't mean to turn this into a classist discussion, but I can't understand how anybody would spend the amount of money that you could buy a Bentley or a house just for the privilege of being able to eat at a restaurant.
But one of the things that's very interesting about it, and I say this lovingly, I've spent a lot of time since 1964. My father bought a place on Singer Island, which is the next island up from Palm Beach, back in 1964. My mother was sick and dying, and he wanted to have her in a warm place for the winter. So I started going down there then, and I've basically been going down there regularly ever since. I did a morning program on the talk station there for a couple of years. So it feels like home to me. So I've been by Mar-a-Lago 100 times, but I've never been in. And these stories when I first started going down there were about Marjorie Merriweather Post and what she built there. And I want to tell you something. It's like, if you've ever been in a castle in England or in Europe, this is like an American castle. The ornateness of it, the way you feel when you walk into it. I've never felt this way walking into a building anywhere in America.
The closest I've come to that, I've been to Mar-a-Lago about 5 times. I've been very fortunate in terms of knowing people who are members who've invited me. And as you know, I had dinner with Trump. Those were cool experiences.
Yeah.
But Mar-a-Lago is so gilded. It is so gold-lined. So over the top.
Heavy.
The closest I ever came to that, have you ever been to the Vanderbilt Mansion in Newport?
No, I have driven by it, but I never went in it.
Similar to that.
Well, that represents a stage of American industrialism and wealth that doesn't, it demonstrates differently these days. But back after the Industrial Revolution started in the late 1870s and then to the 1880s and then through, the money that came about as a result of oil and industry, the steel industry, the Post family, well known for their media holdings. It was just, it was a different era. And and people who decry it, I think it's an important part of American history, frankly, that ought not to be dismissed. Ooh, wealth. Ugh. People who have money.
No, wealth should be held up as a goal.
Absolutely.
As long as the wealth is not attained in an unfair, illegal, or an unjust system where not everybody has the opportunity to make wealth. You see, when you start to misunderstand that wealth is the problem, then we're down the road to a really bad situation.
Exactly. That's where jobs come from. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
But wealth is not a virtue unto itself if it's at any cost. Yeah, and that's where we have to have systems of economic justice, and that's where the arguments begin.
Exactly. I don't want to have an argument with you, Michael. No. I want to talk, as a matter of fact, about a product that was very much in focus this week. Not only did we have National or International Day of the Women, but we had this week National Wash Your Nose Day. For those of you who missed National, you can even register online at my sponsor's Clear website, XLEAR.com. To get a prize. There are a lot of things that were around National Wash Your Nose Day. Every time I do this on the air, here we go, listen up. There it is, you hear it? I just sprayed into my nostril the ingredient. No, it's not. It's good. It clears up my, whatever is in my nose. I'm protecting myself. Oh, well, I could do it on video. Want me to do it on a video? I could do that.
Post that at
DJVShow.com. Anyway, Clear is the nasal spray that is all natural. It alleviates congestion. A lot of people at this time of the year, we've been through winter, we've been through hell with COVID. This is certainly helpful for that purpose, but we're going into springtime. I have this with me. I carry it with me in my truck on the farm. Spray my nose every 2 or 3 hours. You can do it too. Everybody in the family should have one of these to keep their nostrils clean, because it really does. It protects you from all of these vagrant things that are in the air around us. 80% of primary care physicians' visits right now, Michael, are for upper respiratory diseases and problems. This is so quick, so easy, and you can find it pretty much everywhere. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep your family healthy and keep yourself healthy. Go to clear.com, XLEAR.com, or you can find it pretty much wherever you shop, at grocery stores, natural health food stores, drug stores, etc., etc. It's Clear that it's Clear, XLEAR, at clear.com.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on News Talk Radio, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, here every week at this time, going through the official list, the story list, Talkers Magazine. We also have lots of ancillary conversations. We actually have been on the air and off the air making reference to the situation with the prince. And she's not a princess, but anyway, the duchess, or she's former duchess, former prince. Once a duchess, are you always a duchess, or is it gone because they moved to Oprah's neighborhood?
Well, that actually is part of the complexity of this whole controversy is, you know, are they still royals, are they not? Yeah. Did they give up their duties, or are they going to have to give up their titles, you know?
Now, what do we make of the... Here's one of the takeaways. There are four or five big takeaways that I got watching this thing. One of them was Oprah's reaction to the question about race and the way she turned the interview around so that it was kind of about her and being black. Not that that isn't an issue or wasn't an issue. It was the obvious turnaround in tone from her in the interview. I don't know if you saw that part of it or not, but I thought it was, you wonder whether these things are planned. Supposedly it was an off-the-cuff interview. They hadn't rehearsed. At the beginning, Oprah went through all the things that we haven't rehearsed. You're not getting paid. Well, they're not getting paid because Oprah took all the dough. She got $7 million for doing the interview. Not bad for 4 hours' work, right? How hard is it for News Talk political stations to get into a conversation like this?
It's not just political. Plus, it's totally political. They have a left and a right there. They have the Republicans versus the monarchists. They have race relations. There are race issues in the UK. There are press issues. There are scandals. They have the same issues we do. They're just, you know, shifted toward the culture of Great Britain. But all of this stuff is political. It's totally political and social. And social ties to political. So, no, I it's been a big topic. As a matter of fact, we were surprised that it came in higher this week than it did the week before. We thought it would be dead by Monday, Tuesday. Now this thing has been, we're talking about it a week later. And I wouldn't be talking about it if it didn't warrant it based upon the mission of this show to talk about the most talked about issues on talk radio.
right. this past week. So there you go.
All right. So moving into the number six story, which is in part about the Chinese military. Mm. One of the you know how I am when it comes to the Chinese, and people say, oh, you're a racist because you don't like the Chinese. No, I'm a realist because I don't like the Chinese government and what's going on. Apparently, this week it became known, I don't know that we know how much, but that the debt that we are incurring because of COVID is the purchasing of debt is something that investment bankers do and Wall Street does, and the Chinese are now buying them. At first, they were, when Trump was president, they were precluded from buying any of the debt. Now they apparently are buying the debt. And so you understand what's going on here. Here's a situation which they created, and they brought the world to its knees, and now they're turning it around so that you become dependent on them to dig yourself out of the hole that they created. This is kind of nice work if you can get it. But if you don't understand the second part of this, the Chinese military buildup is being paid for by American public unions' retirement funds. Did you know that CalPERS, for example, and many, I mean, I use them always as an example because they're the biggest, they have put $8 billion into Chinese military industrial complexes over there. Basically, they're funding the Chinese military buildup to come after us. Brilliant. Huh? Mm. Isn't that? I mean, think about it.
Well, our complex relationship on a financial level with China is the basis of the problem. Of course, you can also look at it and say, hey, then the Chinese are dependent on us as well. Yeah. You know, because we're financing their stuff. I mean, one problem is they're financing our stuff, and the other problem is we're financing their stuff. If only they were more honest in their dealings.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The calls continue for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and groping. But he said again Friday he is not going to resign.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. Now, and I never would.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Friday called for Cuomo's resignation. They're the most powerful Democrats yet to call for the governor to leave office, saying in a joint statement that it's become clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of politicians and the public. More than 55 New York Democrat legislators signed a letter Thursday calling for his resignation as well. A seventh woman has emerged with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Former reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward, accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News. The city of Minneapolis is paying an unprecedented settlement to the family of George Floyd.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family's attorney Ben Crump speaking in that report. Stimulus payments arriving in bank accounts this weekend. The Treasury Department and IRS say they have already started processing the third round of stimulus payments. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Downloading the big hits in the world of News Talk Radio. You can find this list at the DJV Show website and at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. The stimulus package. Do you feel like you've been stimulated? You getting money?
Well, I haven't noticed any coming in yet, but I always am stimulated by the arrival of money.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's important for us to be stimulated by money. So what are the average, when you listen around to these talk radio programs, people normally, I guess it's the natural thing to make it about me, right? What am I going to get about, looking at these numbers? I'm going to get $1,400. What are we going to do with it? And one of the stories I heard somebody, it was a really good talk show host who will remain nameless at the moment, but he was talking about people banking it and asking the question, if they're banking it, then they don't need it, so why are we giving it to them? Which I think is a pretty stimulating question, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody getting it, it has to keep it someplace so they can pay their mortgage next month or the month after. Or it doesn't mean they're totally, absolutely flat broke. I mean, gosh, well, we'd be in a heck of a bind.
Well, we have 19 million people who are homeless. We have 14 million people, not homeless, excuse me, they go to bed. 14 million children a night going to bed hungry. And all these millions of people that don't have enough to eat. And there's no addressing that issue in a concrete fashion, because there isn't a dealing with reality. We waste. I did on the American Family Farmer Show that I do this past week. One of the things that we focused on was how much food waste there is in this country, and all these people going hungry. Why isn't there a program to take the food that isn't being used? I go to the grocery stores in my town and get day old food and feed it to my animals because they can't give it to human beings. Well, where is the intelligence that we used to have in our country, Michael? That's a seemed to me a good ancillary conversation for a good talk show host.
Well, I mean, you know, solutions, you know, are what you're talking about, as opposed to just airing problems and then seeking victory at the expense of truth. You know, hyping it up, blowing the problems up, demonizing the other side, getting up every day, looking through the news, cherry-picking things that make the other side look bad. This is what's going on, and that's not good.
Although
I do understand that argument and contention are compelling media lures to get clicks and eyeballs and eardrums and all that, sometimes it gets grating, and we miss out on the opportunity to do other things in this form of media that are equally compelling, that are not necessarily based upon fighting. When we start to think the only way we can have people listening is to, if you're, you know, talking to the pro-Trump crowd, is come up with daily things bad about Biden, or daily bad things about the Republicans if you're a pro-Biden person, well, this is going to keep us in a downward spiral. There are other ways to create interesting programming. And I often wish that the people in this business, you know, because I'm so personally involved in it, realized they had those options, as opposed to starting to believe it's just a matter of banging the other side over the head constantly, even if it's righteous indignation, even if it's hyped up anger. You know, what are we going to be angry about today? Oh, come on. People don't go around angry every day. I'm going to be angry every day for 2 hours.
Emotionally, it's not, it's not. One of the things that's here is our mental health. Number 9 on the story list this week is the situation with America's mental health, which is really problematic, somewhat contributed, the coronavirus contributed to it somewhat, but there's this constant haranguing of you're right, I'm wrong, Democrats good, Republicans bad, vice versa. That's sick.
It is sick, and it makes people sick. And much of the mental health issue that's on the chart this week is derived from children having a difficult time adjusting to this weird year they're living through, especially ones that are 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, where a major segment of their life they've lived in quarantine and don't know what it's like to play with other kids, to go to preschool.
My grandson's like, my grandson's six years old. He spent 1/5 of his life in quarantine. So what does that say about what is normal? I mean, he's turned out to be a pretty normal kid, but
the kids have emotional problems, but there is widespread emotional distress for adults. The coronavirus has triggered tremendous anxiety in terms of finances, as we talked about before. Whether you get a check and you deposit it or not is irrelevant. It's that there are people are in need of money, jobs have been lost, businesses are under. We're at each other's throats. Marriages are breaking up because spouses are together too much. Other relationships are breaking up because people are not together enough. There's all kinds of intrigue and relationship issues going on out there that people don't talk about, that have been kicked on their ear as a result of all of this disarray.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, being stuck with somebody you don't want to be with is just as bad, or maybe not as bad, as not being with somebody that you want to be with. And grandparents aren't getting to see their grandkids. This has been a really stinky year, and it has an impact on people's mental health.
And you were not back to holding the Chinese government accountable for it, which I think is a very important part of the conversation. It just isn't being done. There's no, in this big bill that was passed, there's no incentive in there that I could see anywhere, or anybody pointed out to me in the 600 or 700 pages in the bill. There's no incentive to bring American businesses back. We're spending all this money. Why aren't we incentivizing American business coming back to America?
Well, because if we do that too quickly, we're going to hurt ourselves economically.
Yeah.
The situation with China is much more complicated than just, you know, feeling good about kicking them.
No, I understand, of course. But there's got to be, at some point, there has to be a reckoning here, one way or another. Speaking of that, we mentioned earlier in the program Donald Trump was number 4 on the people list this week. What did you think, or what was made, speaking of indignant, there are 5 former living presidents: Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Well, an invitation went out to all of the former presidents, except one, to participate in a public service announcement, or a series of them, urging Americans to get vaccinated. So Trump didn't get invited. Trump apparently isn't all that keen on getting the vaccine anyway, and a lot of his followers are from that league. But there was a big to-do made about that on a lot of conversational programs. Were these people correct not inviting Trump to participate? I could imagine the other four wouldn't have shown up.
Complicated question. I mean, Trump revels in being the anti-president. Mm-hmm. He likes his position of not being one of the former presidents. He's revolutionizing a former presidency the same way he revolutionized a sitting presidency. So this is all par for the course. And he does speak on behalf of a lot of people who, whether you think they're right or wrong, they're people and they have a right to be wrong, if they're wrong at all. In the end, who knows? It may come out 100 years from now, Trump was right about everything.
Yeah.
And I always maintain a little bit of an open mind about all things, because I've seen it just from my study of history that time changes what we consider to be the truth. So it's good to be open-minded. But you said something that's not true that I want to correct, and it's easy to miss it, because it was done in secrecy. Trump and Melania had the vaccine. They were given the vaccine. They took the vaccine in secret. They didn't tell anybody. They kept it secret. So when Trump was downplaying the benefits of the vaccine, he was still getting the benefits of the vaccine.
Right.
So, yeah. There's plenty about Trump that Trump lovers should look at honestly and hold him up to scrutiny the same way they hold up everybody else. To me, all politicians should be scrutinized. You know, I love that term. Hold their feet to the fire. I don't give a damn if they're your guy or the other guy. They're all politicians, and our role in the media is to be skeptics.
Well, I'm cynical and skeptical, and I think that fits me and it fits a lot of other people. There need to be questions answered, and there aren't. And it doesn't make any difference. As my colleagues on the DJV program are happy to tell our listeners, I don't like any of them. I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like politicians. I see guys like Gavin Newsom, who's number 10 on the people list this week, and the outrage that he's perpetrating. People elect guys like this. This guy is a scum. He's nothing but his own personal PR agent, and he's getting his you-know-what's handed to him. 2.5 million people have signed his recall because the guy has no business being the governor. None. But he's there, popularity, good-looking, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, whatever it is. And the guy is making a mess, and the people in California are allowing him to do well. Now maybe they're kind of bringing him up short, but wow.
Well, California is a total mess.
It is.
Economically.
Unbelievable.
Environmentally, politically,
yep.
Fiscally.
Yep.
I guess one of the reasons for it is it's overpopulated, over-industrialized, and over-beautiful. The problem is, you can't have it both ways.
Everybody wants to be there. I love being in California. I live part of the year. This is the first year in a long time. I haven't lived in California in the wintertime. My children are there. Yeah. But, I don't want to. I wouldn't play. I would never buy a house in California again. I've owned four houses there.
I wouldn't run a business there, that's for sure. To all of our listeners there, I don't mean to disparage the state. I love California. I thought there was a time in my life I'd never be anything but a Californian. I lived there for 15 years. Some of the best years of my career were in L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah.
But, no. You have to run out of that state if you're trying to run a business. The red tape, the restrictions, the complications. Very hard to make a living there as an entrepreneur.
It's ridiculous. Talk radio review, talk radio lists. That's what we have. They are published every week at djvshow.com and also on the talkradiocountdownshow.com and also at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Number 10 on the people list, Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Police officer or former police officer Derek Chauvin is number 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. The Prince and Duchess are number 7. Merrick Garland is 6. Dr. Fauci is 5. Donald Trump is 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden out on top, as you might expect. Here, that's the people list this week. According to the folks doing the research at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. I would like to spend some time talking about a company that is very entrepreneurial. The folks at Navage, the people that came up, they defined sort of the way to cleanse your nose. Mornings when you wake up, your nose is all kind of, you know what I'm saying. It just doesn't,
My nose is a mess.
Yeah, right. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, all pass through your nose. So when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth. The advice here is to properly clean your nasal cavity. And it's so easy thanks to Navage. What is Navage, you ask? It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. That's why people like using it in the morning and at night before they go to bed. It is something you can do along with, you know, brushing your teeth, doing whatever it is that is part of your daily routine in the morning and at night. Make this part of it. Get rid of the nasty dust, the allergens, pollutions, potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. If you wash your hands and you brush your teeth, then you ought to be using this nasal cleansing system that comes from Navage. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee. You'll be satisfied or your money back. Go to Navage.com to order. That's Navage.com. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as two business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Ready for the top 10 stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine? We've got them for you here on the countdown. At number 10, focus on what's going on in the weather. The storm that started in the western Pacific did a lot of damage in Guam and Hawaii, a lot of damage on the west coast, a lot of big snow. Now the storm moving across the country by the end of the weekend will have all kinds of wild weather on the east coast. Number 9, the educational situation, speaking of storms. Number 8, what's going on with Andrew Cuomo? The Royals interview, number 7, Chinese military buildup and who's paying for it, number 6, censorship and social media, 5, Biden and his cabinet, 4, the COVID, number 3, the border situation, immigration problems, number 2, and the stimulus package, the passing of that and how it's affecting our economy. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the circle of friends gets tighter because now it's just Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, and me going at the top stories, the ones that have legal ramifications, because Steve's a college law professor, he is a practicing attorney. He's dedicated a website called Scamicide to helping people out who have legal problems with being ripped off. All right, so there's basic bottom line stuff, though, this week, Steve. The border situation, the legality, the immigration, no matter what you think, whether you think we ought to be helping these people or not, the way it's being done, most people, no matter what side of the fence, literally and figuratively, they're on, know this is a mess. So how does it get addressed? How does it get...
It's really serious. I mean, the country has long had a problem with immigration, and Congress, you can't help but hearken back to Mark Twain, who said the opposite of progress is Congress, hasn't done enough. I mean, you have parts of the country like in Arizona where they loved illegal aliens because they had them, and immigrants, because they came in and did work for them and sometimes got paid under the table without benefits. Bottom line is we do need immigration reform. We do need to be able to not just check the security but the safety and to be able to accommodate. It really has to be a priority, and it's one that the country needs. It's not even because it's the right thing. We have a declining birth rate. We need the labor. We need people and the talent. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand, except for the pure politics, why this has been delayed so long. But hopefully, maybe this time something can be done.
We're responsible for our own demise. All right, number six on the people list is Merrick Garland. What do you think of his nomination, his being confirmed? What kind of an AG is he going to be?
Well, he would have made a terrific Supreme Court justice as well. You know,
that's last week's news, pal.
Exactly. But I can't help but laugh, and I wonder if he chuckled a little when he got so much Republican support. He's a real solid choice for Attorney General, and I think people are going to be very, very happy with him. You know, he's not doctrinaire, you know, left or right. He's reasonable, he's tough, he's thoughtful, he's compassionate. I mean, this is what you want in an AG, and I think even, you know, some of the Republicans that voted for him and some that didn't, didn't recognize this. I think it's going to be a welcome change and also a great deal more professionalism back in the Justice Department. So I'm very excited. He's got a difficult job ahead, but I think he's up to the task.
So now we could start a rally, Justice for Cuomo. Wait, where's he going? No place fast, I guess, at this point.
I'll tell you what amazed me, Doug, was the fact that even Democratic leaders in New York were asking for to start impeachment. Absolutely, the accusations against him should be taken seriously. They should be investigated independently. But, you know, let's just not throw out someone based on accusations, you know, no matter who you are, Republican.
Hey, man, it's the Me Too movement. We got to get rid of anybody who may have stuck his hand up a woman's blouse and...
Well, you know something? Maybe we should, but we don't know if that happens. You know, I look back in retrospect...
Well, he's been accused of it. Come on. The news media says that he did it.
Yeah, I look back at it and wonder if Bill Clinton should have been removed.
All right. So now, what recourse do we have in terms of our educational situation? That's number 9 this week. The unions have made a disaster out of this.
We look at it and we talk about how great America is, and America is a wonderful country.
Yep.
But when you look at what's happened to our education system, particularly science and math, and then don't even get into the issues of English and grammar, it's fallen down. And to a certain extent, it's been a system. To a certain extent, I've seen teachers that can't spell. So this is something we really can do. There is money committed to it as far as education in the new stimulus bill, but we need the kind of reform that came about in 1957 when Sputnik was launched, and all of a sudden the country's saying, how come we're so far behind?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where we need, and we need that kind of revolution. We can do it. We've got the talent here, but as you say, there's issues with teachers' unions that are protecting really defective teachers. There's a system that isn't taking care of science and math and phys ed. It's important for the kids to get exercise. So we need to make that national commitment that we did in the early 60s.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542, and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.